Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 7, 2020. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, the 22nd of December 2019. Question: what does sight symbolize in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer: sight in Kabbalah is the level of attainment when you clearly see your actions from the beginning to the end through all stages. This level is called Chokmah, when you understand all the actions and all the metamorphoses of light in your desire, that is, everything it goes through and everything it does. Question: what can I do when I feel the pain of the whole world? How can I help myself and others? Answer: just disseminate the condition of bestowal, which can attract the upper light upon our world and fill it a little. The world will then stop suffering. Question: how can we determine that the group and its members are really a Kabbalistic group and not imposters? Answer: you by yourself should make efforts to connect, and then you will see the consequences in our world. To the extent that you connect, the world will be better, and if you disconnect, it will be worse. Maybe the world will not feel it that way because it is not focused on this, but you will certainly see the results of your efforts. This is what we need to reach. This is practical Kabbalah. Question: what can one do when constant yearning for the Creator fatigues you and it becomes dull? Answer: you need to be clearly connected with the friends, and then there will be no dullness. Communication with friends can always give a person new feelings, new opportunities. Question: is final correction when all of my thoughts are only about the Creator? Answer: the final correction is when all of your thoughts will only be about bringing contentment solely to the Creator and only by doing good for others. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 22nd of December 2019. The Fashion of the Future. Remark: we know that the age of mass consumption has passed. My comment: yes, humanity has already realized that endless purchases do not satisfy them. Remark: the time of clothing rentals is coming. Both designers and fashion houses are now developing a tendency to rent designer items. Instead of paying a few hundred pounds for owning a thing, you can pay 50-60 pounds and rent it. Thus, you can consider your wardrobe as a source of income. My comment: then no one will buy anything at all. Nobody needs anything. How many rags do you need? People will go and buy something for themselves on the go, and that is it. And they will not make a big deal out of it. It all goes away. Humanity is changing from the inside. Once upon a time, a king would wear something, and he was considered a king. We judged a person by his clothes. Today, this is no longer the case. That time has passed. Question: you say that humanity is now striving to change from within. What is inner beauty? Answer: it is our desire. It gradually transforms by various external conditions. Strength: see how all kinds of active programs for physical education and other things are developing today. This is still not something we are doing, it is all being done to us in order to somehow sell something. So it is everywhere. But it will not help. Another 10, another 20 years. All the same, humanity is moving to new states, to new, more internal desires. And they will not pay attention to appearance. They will pay attention to beauty, it will disappear last. But in the end, it does not determine anything. Question: and what is this inner desire that you are talking about? Answer: it is to embellish yourself, an inner desire to embellish oneself externally. After all, inner beauty is invisible. So, I will embellish myself externally, and everyone will think, look at how smart he is. Look at the special glasses he has on. We want to pass off the external as internal, so we mock ourselves and others in this way. We need to reach the point where we value the inner beauty in a person, kindness, participation, sympathy, and separation from oneself toward others. We neither feel nor value this, but it is what we need. It would be a completely different matter if we had the fashion for this. Question: and how can we make that inner beauty you talk about noticeable and popular? Answer: education. There is no other way. It is so that I would look at a girl in class and evaluate her according to her correct attitude to everyone. A man should choose his wife similarly and not according to the length of her legs. Remark: you say that beauty will be the last to depart. My comment, that is, it will leave our attention. When we stop giving it attention, it will be the last to leave. I will appreciate a person for a different reason. I will not see this ugliness, I will see inner beauty. This, of course, is not easy and not yet within this world, which constantly attunes us to external evaluations. But I am sure that at the pace we are moving, with all these operations to remake faces, figures, and everything else, it is all a matter of the very near future. The fashion of the future will be directed only toward a beautiful manifestation of the inner world. And there is no need to create any enterprises that exchange rags among themselves. Question: and what will this beautiful society be like? Answer: a beautiful society thinks only about the inner content of a person and lives by it. Everyone in it understands and feels the warmth of one toward the other. This is what people will be valued for. It will happen soon. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 10, 2019. Michael Leitman, on Quora: as an atheist, what do you think about Kabbalah? Kabbalah differs from atheism and religions in general in that it facilitates a clear attainment of the Creator, so that you will feel Him like you feel a friend of yours, and even more. There is thus no room in Kabbalah for belief in something others have told to you. Instead, you have to attain yourself, the entire world, and all the souls, and inside them, the Creator in His entirety. Atheism is a belief that the Creator does not exist, whereas religion is a belief that the Creator does exist. In contrast, Kabbalah is the revelation of the Creator, through researching nature inside yourself or inside your perceptions. In this regard, Kabbalah is similar to other sciences. However, the other sciences reveal the world within the senses that we already have, whereas Kabbalah does it in an additional sense, the soul, which you first have to develop inside you. In any case, just like any other science, Kabbalah speaks only about the things that are present in one's senses. It is not interested in anything that's imperceptible and that cannot be researched, repeated, and tested, and considers these things unreal. This approach makes it a science by definition. See the definition of Kabbalah in Baal Sulam's article The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the method of revealing the Creator to a person in our world, to every person and to everyone together. Like all sciences, Kabbalah uses the scientific method or instrument, even though scientists find it difficult to agree with this because they are used to researching the world only through the animate body. The scientific method assumes that every scientific statement must be proven by experiment. Every scientific statement can be proven wrong. It is pointless to discuss an idea that cannot be verified in practice. For example, here is a scientific opinion about God's existence. Immanuel Kant showed that it cannot be proven that God exists as well as that He does not. The very notion of an unattainable and almighty God is not subject to experiment, because if God is almighty, then He is able to control the outcome of the experiment. People don't accept God through evidence, but through faith. Hence, the idea of God is beyond science. Any question that asks why is so and so this way? Can be answered, because it's God's will. This is how religion compelled people to answer all questions, and therefore it slowed down scientific progress. Kabbalah allows one to reveal the Creator and His actions in practice. However, it is just as indifferent to the things that cannot be verified in practice as the earthly sciences. Every scientific statement must be logical and not contradict the laws that are already known. Usually, the old laws become particular cases of the new laws. Every scientific statement must indicate its weak spots. It should mention which of its constituents are subject to doubt and objection. Realizing the reason for suffering. Question: how does Kabbalah make a person change? How does it happen? Answer: Kabbalah is a wisdom that explains how the altruistic or spiritual forces descend into this world. These properties of bestowal and love are completely opposite to the earthly ones. They gradually come closer to humanity, and that is why we suffer. One can say that we suffer because the Creator is approaching us. We feel how opposite we are from Him, and that is why we feel bad. The properties of bestowal, love, and unification become closer to us while we, in accordance with our nature, do not want it. This is the problem we encounter our entire life. Because we do not recognize it, whatever happens to us on earth is not felt like an awakening to spiritual ascent, but like events that repel and humiliate us. If we realized the origin of our suffering, the fact that we suffer because spiritual forces become closer to us, and accordingly, if we become more and more like these spiritual forces, the qualities of bestowal, love, and unification, we would then perceive them correctly, we would be in contact with them and feel how they help us ascend to a completely different height of qualities, the spiritual degrees. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 26th of January 2020.